Hey folks, welcome to Dead FM.
Yeah, I'm Don Early, and this is...
Chris Dubenthaler.
Chris, you would know him from Mark the Red.
Mostly known for standing in the background, doing nothing.
Yeah.
This is a little different, where we're all audio instead of no audio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is the exact opposite for you.
But I've got a couple questions for you.
Okay.
So this Dead FM thing that is happening right now,
like
literally this is Dead FM happening. This is starting.
Yeah. People turned on and then we got that awesome song of High Road.
What the hell is this?
So you remember years back with Dead Gentlemen Presents, we did an awesome
talk audio. Time with Don.
No, I don't want to talk about that.
So we're not doing that right now?
No, we're not doing Tub Time with Don right now.
Okay.
Maybe. Although Hot Tub Time with Don might happen later.
Let's do that.
Okay. Yeah, so we did a great audio-only podcast of, and we called it Dead Air. Now, this was, I think, before the actual very popular show Dead Air was...
No relation.
So...
Why did we think of that?
I know. Well, if we would have kept going with it, then it would have been us and not them. Yeah. But they have a good thing going. So anyway, it was a lot of fun. It had updates. It had audio sketches. It featured some music.
So give us an update.
So we're not going to call it Dead Air. We're calling it Dead FM. Going forward, I'm going to be the host.
The hostess with the mostest.
Yeah. Yeah. I miss Twinkies. And then I think that we're pretty much, we really like that model, that we really like the variety show thing. So I totally want to feature Christian Doyle's music and find other bands. And I know that Phil Price actually is still doing music
stuff. Phil, what's up?
Yeah, we got to get you on the show. Steve Wolbrecht is cranking out tunes.
Yeah.
And so we got, and he's actually doing the mix for the intro and outro of this show. So that's rad. We're totally going to get the Bendixson brothers on this show. They're the ones that wrote High Road. They actually said that it was their best selling song. All the time that they've
awesome.
Been. Yeah, it's amazing. So they wrote that, of course, for Demon Hunters back in 99.
So what else awesome is going on? What about this RPG Demon Hunters thing that we've been talking about?
Yeah. So over 40,000 raised on the Kickstarter. Pretty awesome. We're going to totally reboot the RPG that was back in 2008. We actually kind of got the band back together on that one. Cam Banks, who was on the original RPG development, Nathan Rockwood, Jimmy McMichael. These guys are totally back writing. Cam's designing the whole thing. Going to be very similar or sort of an offshoot of the Fate Core system or Fate Accelerated.
Yeah, I like a lot of the elements of Fate and sort of the simplicity, get going fast. Is that sort of a element of the new system?
Yeah. Well, I went to Cam and I said, dude, I want to get into a game and I want to start playing fast. And he's like, I know how to do it. I know exactly where to go. And
sweet, let's play.
Yeah. All right.
So the comic, Jim has gotten a little play there. And,
holy cow. Jimmy McMichael, this is kind of his dream. Demon Hunters since 1999, we made the movies and then created the world, fleshed it out, really thought about where that story would go. And so Jimmy's had this story in his mind for how he would sort of re-envision it. And early April this year, they finally formulated it and got it together with Ben Honeycutt, who's an artist. And they launched the comic. And they are retelling and rebooting the world and the story.
You know what I love is the art that I've seen in this comic. All the characters, all the world is cool. That thing with Wolf breaking through all the panes of glass, and there's a separate comic pane in each of the panes of glass. That's good stuff.
It's unique. I've never seen anything like that before. I'm really excited that you know, Ben is on the, so, on the team.
So it kind of sucks to describe like visual stuff on a radio show.
Right.
So let's talk about like the variety radio show stuff, like Kentucky Blue Clay. What's that all about?
So you guys might have seen Kentucky Blue Clay in previous versions. We've had the, he was in the orientation video for Demon Hunters, a role-playing game. He appeared on Zombie Orphis's show, Rude Mechanical. Actually, by the way, Dead FM is basically the audio version for DG, what Rude Mechanical was for Zoe. This is a place where we're going to be able to provide you updates and content, whatever. But we're going to be a little bit more on the variety show, and rather, we're not going to really have like a fictitious storyline. But what was awesome about Rude Mechanical, I think they've still got stuff that they're going to plan on doing. But Kentucky Blue Clay, played by Brian Lewis, had this. They had this great scene with Zoe Adastra, the character over there. And so we have taken all of that together and thought, gosh, think about what we could do in audio form. And so we're going to go back to the old timey-wimey radio plays and...
Plus, you could be like driving a car, or operating heavy machinery while you're doing this, yeah. And like it wouldn't, you know, kill you,
right? Yeah. Much. So Kentucky Blue Clay will be a strong feature of the audio format. We're gonna do a few radio adventures with him. Definitely planning on doing more audio sketches, and maybe even doing some audio Demon Hunter stories. I know Jimmy has had an old World War II Demon Hunters team that he's wanted to do, and he hasn't really figured out, you know, what media he wants to do that in. So
awesome. Bring it on. So what else is out there that you're excited about? Are you do you got any info for us, news that of friends that are doing things in the industry?
Yeah, there's a lot going on out there. I'm really excited, actually, about Sean Reynolds' Five Moons RPG.
Oh, yeah.
Their Kickstarter ended just, you know, his Kickstarter ended just a little bit past ours. And he, you know, he goes back, if you guys don't know, which I'm sure you should, but... He goes back to, you know, third edition, probably even before that. I don't even know his biography, but he's awesome. He was in the Gamers Darkness Rising. He's a total gaming wizard.
Hey, Sean, finish that up so we can play, huh?
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, the game designer lines, we still have Monty Cook, who's cranking out some amazing stuff.
Yeah.
So you're talking Strange,
about Numenera and the Strange? Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's an awesome, awesome setting and really sleek rule system. It's really kind of the way I feel like a lot of gaming's going. You have, on the one hand, you've got sort of the Pathfinder and the D&D, sort of a lot more rules and crunch. And then on the other hand, you have like the quick-to-play, more story-oriented stuff, very simple rules.
You know, I remember having a great time conceptually with the Planescape stuff, and this just brings in all kinds of good elements of that, like, sort of out there. I'm really excited about that one.
Yeah. Yeah, so Monty, actually, he's done such a great job. They've got a huge following, of course, and they've recently released his new system. You know, he's calling it the Cypher system. And so he's created a core book that's just that, no setting whatsoever. And so people are going to be able to play whatever genre, whatever setting they want to using those rules. That's really cool.
Nice, nice. Hey, so listeners out there, if there's some things you want to hear about, let us know, because we'll give you a mention on air or at least answer your questions or not answer them, but do it interestingly.
Right, right. Yeah, so you can, the way you can do that is you can message us on our Facebook channel. You can email us at, we haven't set this up, but we'll do that. deadfm@deadgentleman.com. I have to talk to him.
That doesn't exist yet? Now it does.
Now it does. Right. deadfm@deadgentleman.com. That's, so you can send an email there. But the big thing that you guys need to do is go to dead.fm and click subscribe.
That's that awesome website, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
You can subscribe on iTunes. You can subscribe via RSS, and there's a button for both there. So totally, this is going to be a regular thing. You're going to be able to get a lot of info for us.
We're doing more than one of these.
Yeah. This is episode zero. We aren't even to episode one yet.
It's like binary.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because we're that geeky.
I don't know what you're saying. All right. So Dead FM folks, thanks for tuning in. This is the inaugural Dead FM episode zero, where I mispronounce everything. A couple other things I think I'd like to mention and make sure that you're out there looking for on deadgentleman.com. We have a pre-order store for this new Demon Hunters role-playing game. If you missed the Kickstarter and would like to pick up a copy and pre-order it, it's available. You can do that. Of course, we're not going to ship till probably June or July next year, but because we're still writing it, but you can get in on it.
So, like, I could be playing the game this summer?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah. So, cue that outro. Dead FM.